listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Sacramento held 916 Day yesterday. Now, it makes sense because it was September 16th, 916, which was one purpose, and 916 is the main area code for the city, but yesterday was also about the kickoff of a new campaign to make Sacramento a more compassionate place. And in the studio with me to explain is Laura Hansen. She's co-founder of Compassionate Capital Region and the board president of Chills Sacramento. Hi, Laura.
Good morning, Beth.
Glad to have you here.
Yes, thank you.
Joan Marie is here. She's co-founder of Compassionate Capital Region and founder of Compassion Central.
Yes.
Hi, Joan. I should be so full of goodness and warmth and love here.
You are already.
Pauline Haynes is here, and she is the Compassion Ambassador with the Compassionate Capital Region. Hi,
We're
Pauline.
Full of compassion. Hi.
It should be a good day at CAP Radio. What's this all about? I guess it goes back to July and a decision that the city council made. But before that, Laura, what was brewing?
Well, the Charter for Compassion started in 2008, so about 18 years ago. And the idea was that individuals and cities around the world can make a commitment to being more compassionate, to making decisions, both policy decisions and individual decisions that really help serve everyone, not just a few. So the international campaign started a couple years later, and over 200 cities around the world have declared through resolution through their government that they commit to making more compassionate decisions, to being inclusive and bringing folks to the table and really going after the problems in their city in a very meaningful way.
Joan, some of your focus is for women and girls mm-hmm. in particular. And what's the role or responsibility that you try to empower people with?
I think mainly to trust themselves. I think women have kind of been guided to doubt themselves because their story's different. And there's a disruptive nature that is at the core of women that that challenge the status quo, and that we have a right to give that a voice and to ground that and come together and support each other in that process and to be in celebration. I think that we're as humans, that there creates a lot of unity when you have more celebration, and we've created a lot of negative interaction with people, and that that really interrupts that. So,
Pauline, what message as ambassador do you try to share with people? And can I also ask you about this time we've come in where there has been violence in the city raised up and raising dialogue up in a different way? How important is it to be talking to each other about compassion?
I think it's very important. And the fact that you mentioned dialogue, everything begins with a dialogue. Because if you don't know who I am, you can make assumptions about me. But until you have a conversation with me, you won't know the truth about who I am. So the word that comes to mind is Ubuntu. It means that we're all interconnected, and it's at the core of who we are as human beings. If you're hurting, I'm hurting. And so can I see and recognize and hear and listen to what you're saying? Because without our listening heads being together, we can't go anyplace. And so that for me is the basis of what compassion, that's how it begins.
I pay attention to another part of it, too, and that is, if you speak and ask me to listen on a higher level, then I want to raise myself up.
And beautiful.
Absolutely.
Not everybody thinks and sees it this way, but when I looked at this campaign, I thought, oh, maybe someone will laugh at this. You know, the region is going to become more compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you're also going to elevate the thinking and talking of people who are paying attention.
Absolutely. And if we do it in ourselves, then it's like the ripple effect. It goes on and everybody else is uplifted. And one of the big things that's touched me is the murder of Stephon Clark. And out of that, a lot of conversations have begun. The conversations are there, but I don't know if the actions are necessarily following that. But I am hopeful that from the conversations, we can begin to see what are the needs of the people. If every mother cries from her gut when a child is murdered, something will begin to happen. Because as Joan mentioned, women are very powerful. And I think even though this is not just about women, it's about how do we as women step into this role as mothers when we're birthing, when we're holding the space, when we're holding the love, when we're holding the compassion, when we're seeing the needs of what's happening in our community.
What else would say to you that this is becoming a more compassionate place when there still are the laws of order that a community needs to live by and honor?
I think laws are important, and I think sometimes we have to look at the top. How do we make the laws, and how are they impacting the people that we're making the laws for? So you can be in a position that you can actually impact greater changes if you choose to. And a lot of compassion also comes from choosing. Sometimes I walk along and there's somebody who's on the street and, you know, my mind says, you know, well, you're lower than me. I'm not going to pay you an attention. When I stop, when I make eye contact with that person, I don't see a homeless being. I see a human being. And I recognize that there's something in them. And if I can do something in that moment, then that makes a difference.
That is Pauline Haynes. I'm also talking with Joan Marie and Laura Hansen about making the region a more compassionate place, a campaign that kicked off yesterday with 916 Day. So, Joan, what's the plan year after year? What's your vision?
Well, we are Compassionate Capital Region, which covers seven counties, and we intentionally chose the city of Sacramento to start because it is the capital of our state, and our vision, hopefully, is to become a compassionate state, but not without meaning. We want it to have depth and a realness that we're doing compassion in action. So in starting with Sacramento, we're addressing the eight districts and figuring out what is already the good works that are already being done in those districts, and then how do we come together as a city, and that'll become a template for how we work with the other counties. So we really want to create a ripple effect.
So, Laura, to get everybody involved, I guess Compassion in Action is a type of project that you help people understand and get involved in. Tell me more about that. What is an action item to take away from this?
What we're asking in this campaign, and really it's a permanent effort, as long as we're Sacramento, it's a permanent effort to raise the awareness of the idea of compassion. And so on our website, we have some examples and links to what any one person can do. So a compassionate action might be understanding what your neighborhood needs, your five blocks. Be observant. Be in conversation. See what the need is. And then be creative and serve that need. And there are a lot of examples. One might be on your corner, you might decide to have a conversation space, kind of like Lucy in the Peanuts, where she had her little stand, and have it be a place where you say, I am here, have a conversation with me.
And if it's only 5 cents, that's really good.
But the idea is that this is aspirational, and it takes courage to say, yes, I'm going to let go of my judgments, and I'm going to understand my neighbors and be in love, and also hold accountable our decision makers and the leaders in our community, saying we're a compassionate city, so therefore.
Mm-hmm. So it is, again, Compassionate Capital Region. We'll post a link on our website so you can find more information. Laura Hansen and Joan Marie are co-founders, and Pauline Haynes is the Compassion Ambassador. So, again, thank you very much. Let's check in from time to time and see how this
That'd
is going.
Wonderful.
See
yes.
what kind
thank
of progress
you.
The group is making. I feel better from your visit.
Good.
Thank you so
thank
much
you so
for
much
the conversation. And this is Insight on CAP Radio.